Cancobin Aurora. Image, story and narration by Colleen Marnie. On one of my road trips, I was driving out of the Kosciuszko National Park towards Corryong, where I planned to stay for the night. I was driving through Cancobin and was reminded of a conversation with my daughter. She had suggested that I visit the Cancobin spillway to take photographs, so I pulled over to have a look. It was a large body of water nestled below some mountains, and it was possible to park the car and walk across the spillway. It was then that I realised that if there was an aurora that night, I would be tempted to come back and see if I could capture it. Later that night, after checking in at Corryong, the alerts started on my phone and I decided to venture back for some night photography. The drive back to Cancobin was extremely challenging in the dark. I had to stop for wombats, deer and kangaroo on the dark and winding roads. I drove slowly and deliberately, and many times I wondered if it would be worth the effort. Once at the spillway, I was excited to find the aurora was ready for a big show. As the night went on and I felt more and more confident, I moved further along the spillway in the dark. Every step I took was further away from the safety and security of my parked car, which I never leave when I'm on my own in the dark. I was out on the spillway from about 11 p.m. until sunrise. Yes, an all-nighter. It was at 4 a.m. though that I became nervous and had started to regret leaving the safety of my parked car. I could see that another car had pulled in and parked alongside mine whilst I was out on the spillway. It wasn't long before I could see the silhouette of a large man and dog coming my way, and I had nowhere to go. Mustering up all of my courage, I tried not to let my voice shake when I said good morning to him. At that point, his dog came running up and jumped up, nearly knocking me over. I held tight to the tripod to protect my camera from this excitable creature and held my footing. The man asked me what I was doing and if I was photographing the aurora or something. I was amazed that he knew about it and asked him if he had seen it. He said that he could tell when it was a big one because he could see the white streaks and bands moving around in the night. He said it looked big at that point, but wondered why it would be worth taking photos of. I asked if he had ever seen it through a camera and he said that he hadn't. I showed him how I set the camera to about a 5 or 6 second shutter speed and took a photo. When the image appeared on the back of my camera, he gasped and took a step backwards in disbelief. He had never realised what it could look like other than with the naked eye. He said that over the years he had seen it many times, but from now on he would really appreciate it in a different way. He said that he walks on the spillway every morning at 4 a.m. with his dog because if he comes during the daytime, his dog knocks people over. I can imagine so. It was about then that I packed up to head back to the motel that I had paid for but hadn't slept in. Music used with permission, bensound.com. License code 0JDOSUB2PHWPV9YV. Artist Benjamin Tissot.